Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Michael. So let us know, Michael, how are you doing and where you live and what you do?
Well, I am preparing for a number of live painting shows for different charities around the country. I'm a little bit tired. We just had the roof torn off of our building and replaced. So it was a disaster. It looked like a bomb went off inside. So we're just putting that all back together.
Perfect. So let us know what inspired you to start this business.
I like painting and I like making people happy. And my work also lends itself very well to raising money for charities, which is great because I think the best painting is not the artwork on it, but what comes out of the artwork, how it inspires people to do great things.
That's great. And how did you find the gap in the market that you are filling in right now?
That I couldn't really tell you. I mean, people just find me and, you know, request me to do different things. It's pretty nuts.
Makes sense. So again, let me know, what are your goals, short-term goals? In fact, you can say within next 3 to 6 months, these goals can be, I believe that these goals can be on your growth. These goals can be maybe to raise more money for the charity, anything. So what are your plans within the next 6 months?
Well, actually, we're doing pretty good in that respect. I've decided that I'm probably going to, normally you can't buy my artwork at a charity price unless you're at a charity event. So I'm going to commit a certain number of works to raise some extra money to empower the charity events. I'm renovating my building, putting in a gallery. I never had a gallery in here before. It was just strictly to offices and packaging space to ship materials to shows all over the world. So I'm going to put a small private gallery in as well so my collectors can come visit once in a while.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are the biggest challenges you are facing at this time?
Staying in shape. I get up at 4 or 5 in the morning to hit the gym and try to stay in shape for doing what I do. And staying motivated is a big important thing. Choosing the right groups to work with. We award about 12 programs each year where the charity gets a free show and they get money from the artwork and so on.
Okay, makes sense. Completely makes sense. So what is, I believe you love your you love what you are doing. So what is the best thing in this whole work that you are doing? What is the best thing you you like the most? You love to do this. So what is that part of your whole job?
I love the most when I hear a story of how my work has helped somebody. We've had burn victims come up and say how it's changed their life and helped them become more outgoing. I've had kids that were basically headed towards being juvenile delinquents turn their life around and go to military school. It's crazy. I don't even understand how that works, but people have found a lot of inspiration in my work. You know, I've honored the homecoming wounded soldiers and stuff. And, they come up and say, thank you. And it's like, no, thank you for doing what you do, you know? So,
All right. Makes sense. So, what is the most motivating part for your customers, or you can say the maybe your fans as well? But yeah, what is the most motivating part for them?
For them, experiencing the show. I mean, they come to the show with, some have expectations, some don't have expectations, but it always blows them away. They have no clue how powerful it's going to be. And some of my pieces are very emotional. Like I have one about pediatric cancer that by the end of the 7 minutes or 4 minute performance, actually, you're got tears running down your face and you're just like, wow, what can I do to help? You know? So it's very rewarding.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. So are you marketing your business as well? Like if you are marketing your business and then how you are marketing it?
Well, most of my business comes by referral, people that have seen what I do. Most people do not believe it unless they actually experience it. It's just, you know, and there's a lot of imitators and the imitators don't do so well. So if you've seen an imitator, you're even less likely to want to, get involved with me. So, I do a little bit of, I have my website. It's got a lot of automations built into it, so it pushes stuff out to social media. I have a decent following of fans that also comment and push things out. And we do a little bit of emailing to collectors to let them know when there's an event coming up so that they can come out if they want to. Most of my collectors much prefer to fly cross country to an event and steal a piece of artwork at a charity price rather than pay my retail price.
Okay, nice.
So the charity stuff is good for the charities and not so good for my bottom line, but it's good for the heart.
Yeah, at least it gives a good feeling.
Yeah, it's become its own. I used to be just a couple of things here and there, and now it's like pretty full time.
Great. So. Okay. So there's a team that is managing your marketing side, right? Your social media and
It's mostly automated.
Okay, it is automated. Okay, great. So I believe I got it that you are getting traffic via referral system. People are referring someone to you, but other than that, how you shout out to your targeted audience. In fact, first of all, you have to tell us that what is your targeted audience? Who could be your audience? First of all, maybe dumb people like me who don't have that much good sense of art. Maybe these people are not your audience.
The general public is not really my audience. They wind up at the, so the people that produce events, either, corporate, I've done events for Warren Buffett, for the Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting. I've done presidential events. So most of the big players kind of either they know who I am or the people that they would hire to produce their events know who I am and they reach out. And there's also, a lot of the different charities that I work with, they also reach out because they were on a committee or they talked to somebody else and, oh my gosh, she just raised so much money for us and everybody loved it. We got to get them. So that's kind of how it is. A lot of relationship stuff.
Makes sense. So how do you differentiate your business from other market?
That's really hard to do. Again, it boils down to people who've actually experienced it. It's like, how do you differentiate a Rolex from a Timex or a Lamborghini from a Prius? Get in one and drive and experience and you're, holy mackerel, there's a difference. How do you differentiate the Rolling Stones from a local cover band that sings the same song? Well, you have to experience it. So once somebody's experienced my work, they're hooked. That's it. It's done.
So, if that's the case, then how do you measure your success for your business? Because obviously, your audience is not a big, maybe not a like not a big segment. Maybe obviously, they're the targeted audience, a small group of person who have that in that sense, or maybe intellectual sense, or at least artistic sense. So, how do you measure the success of your business?
By the bank account.
That's the simplest answer, I believe. I've heard the simplest
bank
answer.
Bank account and how many people it's helped. That's how it's successful.
That completely makes sense. So yeah, that's the simplest answer I can understand. So how do you believe that what do you believe sets your product apart from the competitors? Again, I'm getting back to my question. There will be some part, maybe you are not more towards sceneries, or maybe there is something special in your in your art. Can you just let us know about it?
My artwork is an experience. People buy the paintings not because they look great. They buy them because of what they experience when they see them created.
And while doing this thing, what do you think are the most important skills or entities for this sort of business? I completely understand. Everybody cannot be an artist because this is a completely different thing. So what do you think? What are the most important skills to be an artist?
Well, it's going to boil down to star power and marketing, probably. So when I say star power, it's amazing, but I've seen, I actually was given an award to another artist who was an admirer of my work. And I went to the event. I had an event in Indiana. So I had an event at a 2,500 seat theater the next night. And he was at a school or something with about 400 or 500 people. And they asked me if I would come in because they knew I was coming to town and they wanted to surprise him. I said, sure, you know, why not? So I get there and they announce him, and very few people even came into the room to watch. And I was like, well, that's weird, because, you know, they had posters up and they were promoting it. And then he started to do the performance with similar music and the artwork. I was looking at what he was doing. It looked pretty good. And I see he's copying a lot of the movements that I do. And I'm going, oh gosh, is that what I look like, you know, or whatever. And people were not really that into it, but they were watching. And then when he finished, you know, they got a little bit of clap or whatever. And they sold a painting after a hard push. They got about $800. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I came to the wrong town. Tomorrow's going to be a fiasco, because I was doing the event for the firefighters and the police, the Safety Academy and the Byrne Foundation. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to sell tickets and do things. And they said, you know, we had flooding, so we were sandbagged. We didn't have time to go out. We were busy. We didn't have time to sell tickets. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we got this big theater. It's going to be a total bust. Nobody in this town likes this stuff. And then they announced me that I was giving this guy this award, and everybody went crazy at cheering and stuff. And it's like, I don't even think they know me. I mean, I don't know them, you know, it was like crazy. So whatever, that night was over and I was feeling like, oh gosh, what am I up against the next day? And the next day we had a jam-packed theater, a sellout show, sold every piece of artwork and then some, and a miraculous experience. Right after the last piece was auctioned, a little girl tugged on the auctioneer's leg. She came up to the stage and she's pulling on his leg. He's up on the stage and he bends over, and then he takes the microphone. He says, this young lady would like to thank the man that saved her life. Turned out she was a burn victim, and one of the doctors had really put her back together again. And in talking to her, he asked her, so you go to school, what do you do? And she said she likes to sing. And he says, will you sing a song for us? And he helped her get up on the stage, and she sang I Got the Music in Me. And it just, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was just beautiful, you know. So those are the kind of experiences that I think are amazing, and things that happen that you would never expect from it. So we raised money for the police department, the fire department, the Byrne Foundation, and had this little girl that just came out of her shell. In fact, I brought her to another show in Indianapolis afterwards, and became very friendly with her family after that. Uh-huh. So there's some things that you can't put into a business model. It's not a, you know, it's just outside of all of that.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So, will you give an advice to the entrepreneurs who are joining and who are coming into the market, or like who are going to follow your footprints? So, what would be your biggest piece of advice?
You know, I'm a bad one to give advice on that, simply because I go from the heart. I don't really look at the bottom line as much as I probably should. And if anything, when I work with charities, I'm struggling to try to cut expenses and save them, make them money. So, I mean, that's a good thing. But from my end, I give away too much stuff.
That's good. So let people know how they can reach you. If you can share your website and your social media handles. So please share.
I'm sorry. Say again. I got distracted for a second.
If you can share your contact info where people can reach you, your website, your social media handle.
MichaelIsrael.com. You can find my website, and I'm easy to find. Or Google Michael Israel and show up pretty much everywhere.
That's great, Michael. It was really nice to talk to you. I enjoyed it, and hopefully you will get some rest. So yes. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.